Welcome to a sweet country music special I'm devoting entirely to trucks and those of you who drive those trucks.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Now, whether you're a fan of American trucks like Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, or even Toyota Tundras, country music and trucks go hand in hand. Entire movies have been made about trucks, and those movies usually had a lot of country songs about trucks. So turn up the radio a little, and I hope you enjoy this sweet country music special about trucks. Little trucks, big rigs, and some adventures linked to those trucks. We're going to have them all. So here's what you do now. Buckle up. Now let's get to work.
Sweet country music.
Hello, I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers many times, their story told. How they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, about that Feather River Canyon and a-climbing that old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas, and the girls they left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you could spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double-clutching, gear-jamming, coffee-drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Well, there he sits in that cafe drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling him about that hill we topped 10 miles back. Or to tell him how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on jacks. Or how he missed that curve over on 66. Hadn't been for me hanging on his shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. We're on time, he takes the credit, and if we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills, the shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red line, sucking diesel from the tanks. I'd take him south, bring him back without a word of thanks. Well, now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They drive their way to glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. Where do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me over there next to that little pink Mac? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flaps. Talk about stack. They're both prone. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on my tires. You know, for 2 pints of diesel, well, I'd have a flat on the inside dual. Boy, that would fix him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Thinks he's God's gift to waitresses. Never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's gonna do now. Take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why he don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
Driver's blues, the kind you can't lose if you ain't driving. Through mountains and valleys and back into alleys too small. Man, I got these truck driver's blues, the kind you can't lose if you ain't. ain't moving, and hugging the white line and making you some kind of haul. I got no one to blame, 'cause I love the four lane I'm on. I've got the heart of a gypsy and the soul of a vagabond, and I got these truck driver's blues, the kind you can't lose if you ain't dogging and logging and rolling these doubles and dragging a trailer too tall. Driver's blues, the kind you can't lose if you ain't driving through mountains and valleys, back and through alleys too small. Hugging the white line and making me some kind of haul.
Welcome to a sweet country music special I'm devoting entirely to songs about trucks and trucking. Now, this show was a suggestion by a listener in Adams, Massachusetts, and I was very eager to do the show. I mean, after all, there are hundreds of truck-driving country songs, and while many were hit records, many were not. And you'll hear both on this truck special. That was Merle Haggard and something he recorded back in 1996 called Truck Driver's Blues. It was never a big hit for Merle Haggard, who was hot on our radios between 1963 and 2005. But it talks about the driver of a big rig and how he feels when he's alone on the highway. I opened this out with a country music artist that was known for his songs about trucks and truck driving. I opened the set with Red Simpson and his 1971 song, Hello, I'm a Truck. The song was one of hundreds of songs Red Simpson wrote and recorded about trucks and truck driving. Now, when he made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry back in 1972, he sang two songs about trucks and truck drivers.
You're listening to a sweet country music truck special.
Tell you what, let's continue this sweet country music truck special with something that Toby Keith did back in 1995. It's the story of a big old truck.
Yeah, you can see the girl coming from a mile away. She got her big wheels turning. She got Oklahoma plates. She got a sunroof up. She got a window. Feel the ground shaking when she comes to town. Yeah, I'm in love with a girl in a four-wheel drive, chrome steel bumpers and red step sides. She has a large time and a large machine, man. I wonder how she gets up in that thing. Cast a big shadow, sitting in the sun. She's got it revved up and rocking, ready to run. And someday soon I'm gonna climb right up, take a little ride in a big old truck. She's got bucket seats, fully customized. In your wildest dreams, painted on the side. It was built to run, she was built to show. Red step sides. She has a large time and a large machine, man. I wonder how
how she gets up in that thing. Got the big shadow sitting in the sun. She's got it revved up and rocking, ready to run. And someday soon I'm gonna climb right up, take a little ride in her big old truck. Yeah, I'm in love with a girl in a four-wheel drive, chrome steel bumpers and red step sides. She has a large time and a large machine. Man, I wonder how she gets up in that thing. Cast a big shadow sitting in the sun. She's got it railed up and rocking, ready to run. And someday soon I'm gonna climb right up, take a little ride in her big old truck.
Pickup truck song. I'll tell you a little story about this song. My favorite parts was I used to go down to Luckenbacher, ride around with Hondo in his old pickup truck. He had an old green Chevy pickup. The outside of it looked like it'd been beat all over with a tire iron. When he opened the door, all his junk rolled out of his old snuff cans and jumper cables and chains and piece of wood he's whittling on, maybe an old can he'd used somewhere. My favorite part, though, was riding home from Luckenbacher late on a big full moon night. We'd turn the lights off, kind of ride along in the moonlight. Across the top of this one hill, Honda would say, "Hey, think it's right, we're going to go for the coasting record." He'd shut the truck off, we'd go down this little grade in the road. And I'd say, "Honda, how far is the coasting record so far?" He said, "That big tree up there at the end of the hill." Be all leaning in the cab trying to get the truck going a little bit farther. I mean, I didn't know how serious it was. I mean, going for a record and everything, I had to try my best. Some of the fun you can have in your pickup truck. Yeah, I used to look forward to Saturdays for me and my grandpa getaway. Hop in his pickup truck and we'd go to town. We had a couple chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through. Then we let the pickup truck just wander around. We make her up to the candy now. We'd always wave when we saw someone. Grandpa'd make up a song as we rolled along. The post office without fail. We get some feed and we check out the mail. And then took the same road twice on the way back home. I spent a few years out of running free. I spent two or three in New York City. And I moved back to Texas, tired till it had enough. I go to Luckenbacher on Saturdays, cause Hondo had a way to brighten up my day. He always made me laugh when we rode in his pickup truck. We'd make a run to the candy down. We'd always wave when we saw someone. Hondo'd make up a tale as we rolled along. The post office without fail. He gets a chew and we check out the mail. We never took the same road twice on the way back home. Well, I miss Grandpa and Honda too. I really miss things that we used to do. So last week I went out and bought me an old pickup truck. Now me and my kids spend Saturdays. We do fun things in a simple way. We love to start the day with a ride in the pickup truck. We take a run to the county dump. We always wave when we see someone. The kids love to make up a song as we roll along. Post office without fail. We get stamps and we check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Half the fun's getting lost on the way back home.
That was Jerry Jeff Walker in something he did back in 1989 called The Pickup Truck Song. Now, the version you just heard was recorded live at a dance hall in Braunfels, Texas, just outside of San Antonio. I love the introduction to the song that Jerry Jeff Walker does, and the audience loved the whole thing. I opened the set with Toby Keith and his 1995 number 15 hit, Big Old Truck. It's the story of a big rig rolling down the highway with the sunroof up and the windows rolled down. Plus, the truck sports Oklahoma license plates. Hey, after all, that's where Toby Keith is from. Sad to say, Toby Keith passed away in February 2024 at the age of 62.
Sweet country music.
Truckers keep America rolling, and this sweet country music truck special is all about you.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not a-like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a chicken on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm a-happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. That I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Been a
Cleveland, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamor, Apollona, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topekillo, Anchorage, Ampadilla, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert, bear, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, the Beach, like I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert, bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Louisville, Aspen, Oxford, Loma, Baker, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Delaco, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean? Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity, I'm an everywhere man, I'm an everywhere man, across the desert's bare man, I breathe the mountain air man, I've traveled, I've had my share man,
I know some place you haven't been,
I've been everywhere.
There's a classic country song from a classic country performer from the 50s and 60s. That was Hank Snow in his 1962 number one hit, I've Been Everywhere. It's the story of a fellow who tells a truck driver about his travels all over the country. Now, you may be a little bit more familiar with the Johnny Cash version of the song, which he released in 1996. But get this, the original version of the song was written by an Australian country singer, a fellow by the name of Jeff Mack, back in 1959. I opened the set with another classic country hit about big rigs, 6 Days on the Road from Dave Dudley. The song made it to number two on the Billboard country music chart during the summer of 1963, and it stayed at number two for 2 weeks. Dave Dudley is another classic country music artist hot on our country radios between 1961 and 1980.
Let's get trucking on this Sweet Country Music Truck Special.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase lounge, backed into my spot at the driving show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Bucket of rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean.
They roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe and Deville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, or just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. Looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Now we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two. But this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis, I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside, she says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged, old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave tranny spin, took the BB Town Ram, and slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
It never closes. Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. It says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was gonna have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
They got a real nice place there.
That was C.W. McCall and one of his many, many songs about those big rigs. The song was called, and listen carefully, Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe. You probably remember C.W. McCall's hit song, Convoy, but he did a whole bunch of songs about trucks. His real name, by the way, is William Fries, but he invented the name C.W. McCall when he was working for an advertising agency. I opened the set with a hit record about a guy who drives a pickup truck and has been doing that since he was a little kid. Pickup Man from Joe Diffie. The song was a number one hit for Joe Diffie in 1994 and was one of several songs he recorded about trucks, big and small. He even recorded a song about a John Deere tractor. Amazing.
Sweet country music.
Hit it, boys. Well, I hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. It's a special where I'm playing songs all about trucks, big and small. And remember, truckers keep America moving. I have a comedy break coming up next with country comedian Jerry Clower. And he's going to be talking about some folks who take a truck driving test. Yeah, they do the driving test first, and then they take the written test. You're going to like this one. Stick around.
Sweet country music.
Laugh track.
I want to salute the truckers of America. I tell my daughters whenever they get out on the car breaks down, flag down a trucker. Them's good old boys. They'll help you. Ardell and Burnell Ledbetter took a test one time to be truckers. They did. They took the driving part of it and done good. And the man what is giving the test, working with a highway patrolman, said, y'all come to such and such a building on such and such a day, and you can take the written and oral part of this truck driving test. Ardell and Burnell showed up. They give them that test. They passed it. Then the highway patrolman said, now I'm going to give you the oral part of it. Said, Ardell Ledbetter, you drive in this truck, you top a hill, you see down at the bottom, blue lights are flashing, the syringes are blowing, bodies are laying side the road. There ain't nothing for you to do but take to the ditch. And then what is the first thing you gonna do when you pull off the shoulder and head toward the ditch? Tell me now, what's the first reaction you will have in your mind when you leave the road? Ardell said, I'm gonna wake up Burnell. Said, my goodness, man, you gonna wake up your brother Burnell? Why? He said, Burnell ain't never seen no bad truck wreck before.
Let's get trucking on this Sweet Country Music Truck Special.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Thank you.
just didn't fit his plans. To help him on the road when he was on it. Cause Daddy was a truck driving man. So I was raised on truck driving stories. I know every legend of the road. Woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. So if you boys still think you can outrun me, just ask the greyhounds I've left eating dust. You've gotta travel fast to make big money. And when I go, I giddy up, go or bust. And I'm a truck driving woman. My daddy taught me everything he knew. I'm a truck driving woman. And this woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. This woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes.
Welcome to the second half of this sweet country music special devoted to trucks, big rigs, and pickups. There haven't been a whole lot of songs sung about trucks by the women of country music, but there are a few, and that was one of them. That was Norma Jean and something she did back in 1968, Truck Driving Woman. The song was about a woman who became a truck driver, just like her dad. Norma Jean was a singer on the old Porter Wagoner TV show from 1960 through 1967. I opened the set with Brad Paisley and a number one hit for him in 2004, Mud on the Tires. The song talks about a guy with a pickup truck and his secret out-of-the-way hideaway he goes every now and then. Well, like he says, you'll get some mud on the tires getting there for sure. Brad Paisley is one of the newer country music stars and has had his share of appearances on the Grand Ole Opry.
Sweet country music.
Truckers keep America rolling. This sweet country music truck special is all about you.
You got the one snowman up, eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run.
Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and
a short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run.
On the suds in the back of my crew cab, redneck rocking like a rock star. Sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah, I wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl with a truck, yeah, we can love it on. Till the sun comes up, yeah. And if you think it's life, our love is a little too country. Truck, yeah. Our party in the club is a honky-tonk downtown. Yeah, that's where we like to hang out. Chilling in the back room, hanging with my whole crew, sipping on a cold brew. Hey now, got a mixed up playlist. DJ, play this, wanna hear a country song. If you like it up loud and you hear Billy proud, throw your hands up now, let me hear you shout. Truck, yeah, I wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl in the truck, yeah, we can love it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah. And if you think it's life, our love is a little too country. Truck, yeah. Country, city, farm, it don't matter who you are. Got a little fight, got a little love, got a little redneck in your blood. Are you one of us? Truck, yeah, I wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl with a truck, yeah, we can love it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up. Life I love is a little too country. You're not on the money. Truck, yeah.
Let me tell you folks something. Now, I'm putting this show together, and there is no shortage of songs about trucks in country music, and that is one of the newer ones from Tim McGraw. Name of the song? Truck, yeah. And it landed at a solid number 11 on the Billboard Country Music Chart in 2012 and was the very first single from his album, Two Lanes of Freedom. The song conveys the sheer joy of driving around in a pickup. I opened the set with one of the most familiar songs from the trucking movies of the 70s. After all, no special about trucks would be complete without 1977's Eastbound and Down from Jerry Reed. Now, you remember that song from the blockbuster movie Smokey and the Bandit, starring Burt Reynolds, Jackie Gleason, and, of course, Jerry Reed. By the way, the song was a number two hit for him in 1977. One more time, snowman.
You got the one snowman. I'm eastbound and down.
You're listening to a Sweet Country Music truck special.
I mentioned a while back that not many women in country music have recorded songs about big rigs, but here's one.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses, 10 more miles on his 4-day run, a few more songs. Set out to find America, but do a lot of catching up, a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame, doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind.
Better way for me. Ooh,
That's Eddie Rabbit and his number one hit record from 1980, Driving My Life Away. The song talks about the driver of a big rig driving on a rainy night with the tempo of the windshield wipers keeping time with the song on the radio. Now, if you're the driver of a big rig, you can probably relate to that one. I open the set with one of the classic women of country music, Kathy Mattea, and her number one hit record from 1988, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. The song is about a truck driver who is retiring after 30 years on the road, and all he wants to do is spend more time with his wife. A music video was also created, and you can see the truck driver handing his wife a dozen roses.
Ooh, yeah.
You got him at the truck stop.
Sweet country music.
Well, it was morning when I left Alabama. It must have been around in mid-July. I got behind the chicken truck from Georgia. Speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was a getting close to me, and something keeps on messing up my windshield, and the farther I go, the harder it gets to see. And chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. These are slowing me down when I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65.
It'll just get you down if you let life get to you. 'Cause everybody's saying something, none of it's true. Well, I just don't care when them times get hard, 'cause I got everything I need right out in my yard. Well, I love my truck, well, she's right outside. Got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I got my truck right by my side. You got Sally and you got Sue, and I got a Chevrolet. She takes me home after work. Don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am, she don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no cheap pickup haul, she just needs a couple coats of paint. I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time if the choke don't stick. I know that she will never ever doubt me, 'cause she never leaves home without me. You see, I love my truck, it's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side.
One more time.
I've got my truck right by my side.
That was the late Glenn Campbell and something he recorded back around 1981. I love my truck, which landed at number 15 on the Billboard Country Music Record Chart. Never heard it before? Me neither. But it was also included in the 1981 movie, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, that starred Christy McNichol, Dennis Quaid, and get this, Mark Hamill from Star Wars fame. I opened the set with John Anderson and his number 8 hit record from 1981, Chicken Truck. The feathers were flying and the roosters were crowing as they traveled along Highway 65.
Sweet country music.
Well, this special edition of the Sweet Country Music is all over. Had a chance to play all kinds of neat songs about trucks and truckers. I'm talking about pickup trucks and those big rigs, of course. Hank Snow, C.W. McCall, Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw, Red Simpson, and many, many more. Hope you enjoyed this Sweet Country Music truck special. I'm Larry Crockett. Take care.
Country music.